Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Got a special in-studio guest here to talk to us about the upcoming King City Card Show on Sunday, February 23rd at the Doubletree by Hilton. For all you card collectible fans and sports memorabilia people and all that good stuff, they've got you ready to go. So it's going to be a fun time, and we hope that you have a chance to make it out there in studio with us, Mr. Chris Bernard. And now, you're not on official bank business today.
I'm not. They gave me the morning off.
Yeah, so you are on official King City Card Show business.
Well, that's correct, and thank you for having me this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Bernard in here to talk to us. And it was funny, when I just had an email with a flyer, and I was like, oh, we can put this on the morning show or whatever, you know, kind of promote it. And so I sent an email, and then whenever it came back with your signature, I'm like, oh, it's Bernard. Okay, all right, let's do this. So exciting stuff, though, for you. I know you're a big sports fan, and we were talking right before we came on the air how this sort of thing in general, collecting cards and sportsmen and shoes and that whole scene, has really kind of skyrocketed over the last few years, hasn't it? It's become quite a thing.
Yeah, the last 4 to 6 years, the sports memorabilia cards has just really taken off, and I think it hit its height when everybody was kind of locked in their houses for COVID, and the online sales were just going crazy. So I think that's just kind of kept the momentum going, and it's still really, really popular throughout the United States. And then here in Southern Illinois, you know how big sports are. Mm-hmm. Salem, Centralia, Mount Vernon area, momentum's just still going.
Yeah, and it's this thing, the King City Card Show, Sunday, February 23rd at the Doubletree by Hilton in Mount Vernon. Starts at 9 a.m. and goes into the evening around 4, all kinds of collector's items and different things like that. I think it comes from, there's like a generation of us where we were all sports, but we also were into, you know, with Jordans came around, so the shoes were big, and then cards be kind of, you know, they were more of a thing. And they always have been, like a trading card has always been a thing, but I feel like there's a generation of people who started to see real value in this sort of deal. And they, you know, you hold on to that sports memorabilia because eventually that person's going to be gone, but their legend lives on. Now you got this signed rookie card or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and one of the biggest things that I've noticed here is when I was collecting when I was younger, the cards were, you only had about 4 different cards of each person. And nowadays, you might have 25 different cards. So if you are a Shohei Ohtani collector, you could easily come up with 25 to 40 cards just each year that are brand new, and it just gives you so many more options. And the cards are so slick looking, and you've got autographs, you've got jersey patch items, you've got dual autographs. I mean, you name it, and you can probably find a card of it right now. It's that big.
And you're going to have more than just cards at this show, right? Or is this strictly cards?
No, we have several dealers that are going to be bringing some non-sports cards, Pokemon, Magic. We have at least one or so dealers that are going to bring some comics. Mostly, he said, vintage comics, but does have some of the newer things. But you're going to find any sport possible. Hockey, golf, basketball, baseball, football, obviously. Those are going to be your big three. But we're going to have a little bit of everything. Bobbleheads will be on display. I believe if you name it, somebody's going to have it at this show.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the thing. I mean, like you said, baseball, basketball, football, golf, hockey, jerseys, signed baseballs, all that stuff. So you can come as a fan, obviously, and just someone who wants to kind of peruse, or maybe you're slightly interested in it. I think the best ones are going to be those that have, you know, young kids that are just getting into it.
They're gonna absolutely love it. Right now we've got over 20 dealers, over 40 tables sold, so there's going to be a wide variety. If you're an adult that had collected a long time ago and maybe want to try to see if your kids would pick it up, this is going to be a great starting point for them. Like I said, you're going to be able to find stuff for anywhere from a quarter, 50 cents, couple dollars, all the way up to, I know a few of these vintage guys are going to have some old rookie cards that are going to be worth upwards of $1,000 or so. So,
what's some of the, you know, the older sports fans too, and some of the cards that maybe they, players that they grew up, you know, you're talking Shohei Ohtani, but then there's going to be guys and gals there that have cards from, you know, that 65 plus year old people are going to be like, wow, you know, they're going to be crazy.
Or I used to have that card, or I might still have that card somewhere around my house. And the biggest thing that we're trying to kind of promote right now is it's free admission to the public. I do still have some tables left for anybody that is interested in setting up at this show. The best way to find us is on Facebook, and it's at King City Sports Cards. And then the email address is kingcitycards@yahoo.com. You can get some information from our Facebook page, or you can email that, and I'll send you back the flyer.
There you go. All kinds of stuff. So if you're a dealer, you're one that's kind of in this world already and you want to get involved, you maybe didn't know about it, or you want some more details, obviously you can get a hold of Chris and everybody at the King City Card Show. They're putting this on Sunday, February 23rd, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Doubletree by Hilton in Mount Vernon. Like you said, the Facebook page, King City Sports Cards. You guys have an email address too, kingcitycards@yahoo.com. Anything else that maybe I didn't ask about, or you know, some details for that, maybe some in-the-know people, things that they would want to know coming into this if they were going to bring cards, or they really wanted to come for the show. The things that, you know, insider things that I wouldn't know to ask about.
Yeah, you talk about bringing your own cards. You're more than welcome to bring anything you would like. I know for a fact several dealers, I've talked to several of them and just asked them what they're going to be bringing, so I know kind of what we are going to have and what we maybe are going to be a little short on. And I've had at least half a dozen of them say that they love buying and trading for from people bringing their own stuff in. Just the interaction with a client and with another collector. They just say they absolutely love it. You're more than welcome to bring anything card-wise, sports in general-wise. Bring it in. Show it around, see if anybody's interested in it, and then take a look and see what everybody else has.
It's going to be a fun day. Sunday, February 23rd, the King City Card Show, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Doubletree by Hilton in Mount Vernon. It's going to be a great room for you. You can spread everybody out, plenty of room. Everybody can really kind of mingle around and that sort of thing. So go check them out on Facebook, King City Sports Cards, or if you have any questions, you want to be one of those that gets a table, one of the dealers there to be a part of that, you can always hit them up, kingcitycards@yahoo.com. Chris Bernard kind of putting this thing on, that we call you the prez of this. What do we call you, the king?
I'll just say that I'll be the one that you can call to get set up with. How about that?
I'm trying to give you like this big title for this deal instead of just organizer, you know.
Well, organizer is a pretty good word. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. King of the King City Card Show, event organizer, Chris Bernard, joining us here this morning. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Jake.